That's what Holy Communion is.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. Oh, glory to God. Though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. Tell somebody they're watching you.
They're watching you.
Oh, glory to God. They're watching you. They're counting. Oh, glory to God. They're counting. They're looking at you. Oh, glory to God. How many know that when the spirit of jealousy causes people to watch you? Oh, glory to God. See, when an anointing for increase is upon your life, you ain't even got to have a whole lot of folks. Amen. But there's still an anointing for increase upon your life. Oh, glory to God. You know, I used to, man of God, I used to walk into different, walk into the marketplace, different places, restaurants, stores, and it could hardly be a person in there, and all of a sudden I look around and the place is full.
Come on.
Oh, glory to God. And I used to just, like, what's going on? Seemed like every time I go someplace,
yes,
the place just fill up.
Yes, sir.
Oh, glory to God. That's one of the ways of knowing that you got increase upon your
Hallelujah.
Life.
Hallelujah.
Run over to let's go there. Run over to Genesis 27 real quick. Genesis 27. Hallelujah. Genesis 27 real quick. Amen. We want to speed it up here. Genesis 27. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says Isaac sold, and this is verse 12. Isaac sold in the land. He sold in the land, and the Bible says he increased how many fold? 100-fold. The Bible says he waxed great. He waxed great. This word wax means to rub oil or to rub upon. It's kind of like what God, he begins to rub greatness upon you. Oh, glory to God. He begins to rub greatness upon you. The Bible lets us know that he waxed great. In other words, God began to rub greatness upon him. And the Bible says he went forward. Going forward, it means to prosper. He was prospering, and the Bible says, and grew until he became very great. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, an anointing for increase was upon his life.
Anointing for increase was upon his life.
The Bible says that the Philistines, and I'm not going to read, I'm just going to skip around. The Bible says the Philistines envied him. They became jealous of him. They watched him. As a matter of fact, every time he dug a well, the Bible says they would cover it up. They would cover up the well. Oh, glory to God. Let me say this here. You know, sometimes I was listening to Apostle Wiggins, and I'm like sitting there saying, man, that's living water. Come on. The water is alive. What's coming out of his mouth is alive. It's living water. Come on. As a matter of fact, there's a verse of scripture that says that he, in verse 19, and Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. Now, in the Aramaic Bible, it says living water. In the Brenton something Bible, it says, in other words, there are Bibles that say living water, water that's alive. Everybody's not preaching or teaching water that's alive, or releasing living water. Amen, somebody. And so they begin to watch him. Man, you people of God, I don't care. You, it might not look like you ain't got it going on, but folks are watching you.
Come on.
They're watching you. They're jealous of you. Oh, glory to God. You know, let me say this here. God, I won't even go all into that. All right, I'll tell you what. Go back over. We gotta get going. My God, I got some things to say. Go back over to John. Just wanted to drop that in there because that wasn't the word, but it was the word. The Bible says, and he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. Verse 4, and he must needs go through Samaria. Somebody say, watch mountain. Samaria means watch mountain. And the Bible says in verse 5, then cometh he to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar. Somebody say end. E-N-D, end. Oh, glory to God. I love the Lord because sometimes God brings closure to things. Come on, he brings an end to one thing to start something new. Okay. All right. Near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave his son Joseph. Verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. Tell somebody God is about to sit on wells, and he's sitting on wells even now. Come on. Oh, glory to God. He's sitting on wells. You're going to see some churches are not even going to open back up. You probably already noticed, and there are some churches that are, we got some big churches that are not opening back
That's
up.
That's right.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Because God's looking, you know, because guess what? People are going to these houses, and I'm not the type to sit around. Let me just say this. Let me be nice about this thing. All water that's coming up out of the people's belly, it's not living water.
Okay.
It's not alive. Come
All
on.
Right.
Oh,
Amen.
Glory to God. It's not alive. It's not living water. And so the Lord, you're going to find out that the Lord is going to begin to sit on, oh, glory to God, these wells, these wells. Write that down. He's going to begin to sit on these wells. And the Bible says it was about the sixth hour, which is noon. Now, noon, a lot of times we focus on midnight, but noon represents a transition from one part of the day to another part of the day. Tell somebody I'm transitioning.
I'm transitioning.
I'm moving from one thing to another. Oh, glory to God. I just thank God for all the confirmation. Amen. Even how the prophet was praying early and she was talking about spring. She did not know that God was going to have me talking about water on today. Oh, glory to God. And there cometh a woman of Samaria. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Now, this Samaritan woman, come on, because one of the problems that we have in the church nowadays is mixtures. Somebody say mixtures.
Mixtures.
Because she's a mixed woman. She's a half-breed. She's half Gentile and half Israelite. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so one of the things, and so every woman also in the Bible can represent the church. When the Bible makes reference to the church, it makes reference to the church being a what? A female.
Right.
Oh, glory to God. Hang with me. Somebody say we're going somewhere. And so one of the things that we got going on in the church nowadays, we got a lot of mixtures. Oh, glory to God. You know, it's amazing because they're starting to, I'm starting to hear folks preach about stuff. They're preaching about race. Come on, everybody's walking around trying to be the original Israelite, the Jewish Israelite. I'm hearing I had a Mexican lady I was talking to, and she was like, oh, we're the original Jews. And I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to lift up race, lift up color. Come on. Lift up everything but Jesus.
Hey,
come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on, we're preaching tradition. Oh, glory to God. We're preaching, we're worshiping at the altar of tradition. Okay, all right. We're telling nice stories. Oh, glory to God. People are coming and they're drawing the water and they're not changing.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Coming and they're drawing water and they're still jacked up. Come on.
Hey,
oh, glory
to
God.
Come on.
All right.
Jesus.
And so tell somebody, God has to deal with the mixtures. It was a deal with the mixtures. He was sitting on the well, and you know, and the Bible says he was weary, but I believe that here was Christ. He was trying to get to a place at a certain time. Come on. You ever try to get somewhere in a hurry, and you know, you're driving a little faster because you got an appointment to make. I love appointments. As a matter of fact, you know, Jesus said, I must need go to Samaria, blah, blah, blah. I was on my way here. Before I got on the road, God began to deal with me about a businessman. And I won't call the name of the business, but he began to deal with me about a businessman, about a release, that God wanted to release something to him if he submit to the instructions. Oh, glory to God. And so I'm driving down the road because I'm trying to figure out, God, why are you showing me this? Why are you showing me a palmetto palm tree? Oh, glory to God. And then I'm driving down the road and I see a palmetto palm tree being advertised in South Carolina. So I must need, oh, glory to God, to get off 95 and go down this here road. Come on, because there was somebody I needed to talk to.
All right. Come on.
That's God.
Come on,
sir.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Here's God. God gave me a word for somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Back home. All right, I won't even go all into that. But I needed to go somewhere else before I got here. Amen, somebody. Okay. And so here's the Lord now. He says, give me something to drink. Oh, glory to God. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy me. Verse 9. Then says the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? Now, you got to keep in mind that the Jewish people hated the Samaritan people. They hated. They despised them because they were half-breeds. And so one of the things that you're going to see as we read, you're going to see the enemy of rejection stick his head up. Because some of you all, you know how, if it was you, you'd be like, how you asking me for water? Mm-hmm. What you doing asking me for water? Because she's a picture of the church, and she represents a lot of the people in the church that have been offended, come on, and have felt rejected.
Come on, okay. All right. come on.
And one of the things in the body of Christ is that we have not dealt with the spirit of, somebody say, rejection.
Okay.
All right. You know when you was at the park on the playground and the kids rejected you, come on. You was in a relationship and you got rejected. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We ain't even gonna get to church. Oh, glory to God. And so there are a lot of people that have been rejected, and it has pushed them over into religion. It has pushed them over, come on, because we got a lot of powerlessness. Come on, okay, all right. The Bible says that a lot of the church has a form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof. We got a lot of religious people, but not godly people. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so we got to get God's people delivered from the spirit of what? Somebody say rejection.
Rejection.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
So, because sometimes we're wondering where, you know, what's going on and where the people at? Come on. Oh, glory to God. It's rejection. But I break the spirit of rejection off of this house.
Hallelujah.
I break the spirit of rejection off of your lives. I break the spirit of jealousy from off of your lives.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, glory to God. My God, I feel the anointing.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say pop, pop. Glory to God. The gospel and God's working. I like to give the chains sound effect.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Come on.
The rejection begins to stick in. How are you asking me? Y'all know y'all don't deal with us. I want you to see the attitude in this. Verse 10. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me a drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. Now, I want to back up now. If thou knewest the gift of God. Sometimes people don't recognize the gift because they ain't seeing God in the right light, and their relationship with God is not right. If it's not right with God, how are they going to see you in the right light? How are they going to see Apostle Wiggins? How are they going to see you prophets and apostles in the house? How are they going to see you right when they can't even see God the right way? A religious person don't even see God in the right light. So how is that religious person going to see you in the right light?
That's right.
This is why Jesus said, if you knew the gift. Okay, all right.
Hallelujah.
Because let me show you something. You all are gifts.
See?
And they don't recognize you as a gift because they can't recognize God. They're not even seeing him. Are y'all getting this?
Hallelujah.
Okay, all right.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. All right. My God. See, because when they begin to see God the right way, they'll see you the right way.
Amen.
See, God has given us apostles, prophets, what is that? Evangelists, pastors, teachers, or what? The maturing, the perfecting, maturing. How can they grow up? Oh, glory. They can't grow up without the fivefold ministry. This is why you see a lot of churches that have shunned the fivefold ministry, and the people are immature. Come on. They're not growing up. The water is not right. I said the water is not right. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to get the water right. So the Lord has to sit on some wells. You got to stop some wells up. Okay, all right. Can you imagine? Can you see her trying to get some water? She got her little pail. She's trying to get water. And I wish he would get off of this here well so I could get me some water. Okay. Are y'all seeing this? Are y'all seeing this? Because let me show you something. Let me show you. Run over to Genesis. Oh, glory to God. Looking for Adam. There's a lot of people that God is looking for. I thank God that when I came in here, you all were praying.
Wow.
Because one thing I've come to discover is that we have a prayer meeting from 9 to 10 every Sunday morning. If I'm not there, come on, if I'm not in that geographical location, I'll notice that there are sometimes I just begin to pray at that time because I'm used to meeting God at that time. It's not about a geographical location, but a spiritual location.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
And if I ain't there, I'm missing in action.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Because here's God saying, Adam, where art thou? And I believe that a lot of the body of Christ is missing, and God is saying, where you at? Come on, somebody. You used to walk with me. Come on, you used to spend time with me. We had a relationship. Oh, glory to God. See, I just believe that okay, all right. Okay, because when you look in the Bible, God, there was folks that walk with God. I can move faster with my cell phone here, you know. I'm going to say that again. There was folks that walk with God.
Now, yes.
Let me go to, okay, all right. Boy, I tell you, these cell phones, thank God for them. Okay. All right. Genesis 5, with God.
Now, yes.
Let me go to, okay, all right. Boy, I tell you, these cell phones, thank God for them. Okay. All right. Genesis 5 and 21. Go there real quick. Genesis 5 and 21. We're just moving through the Bible. I'm just trying to hang with the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Now, the Bible says that Enoch lived for 65 years, and he was the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, he walked faithfully, walked faithfully. Some of us can't even walk around a block with God.
Oh,
glory to God. He walked faithfully with God for 300 years. Oh, glory to God. So, in other words, he lived 65 years and then began to walk with God for 300 years. Genesis 6 and 9. Just write it down. Noah, the Bible says that he was a just man and perfect in his generation. Perfect, mature. Come on. How are the people going to walk with God if we don't mature the people? If we don't grow the people up? And we're concerned about people's feelings. Come on. And so the Bible says he was a perfect man in his generation. In other words, he was mature. Tell somebody we got a mature God's people. Let's see, Genesis 17 and 1. The Bible says, and when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. Now there's a word, let me see, God. There's a word, and I don't have it, but I think it's called panim. Panim. It means to walk before me looking at my face. It means to look at my face. You have to look it up. Let me see. Come here, man of God. Come here. All right. Come here. I'm going to be God. And you just look at my face. Walk before me looking at my face. So as I walk, you just react to me walking. Back up. There you go. Just walk. There you go. There you go. There you go. You got to trust me. There you go. No. Don't stop. You don't stop. If God ain't stopping, you don't stop. There you go. Your job is just to look at my face. Now, did you see that? He was walking before me, looking at my face. In other words, he had to trust me. He had to trust me in the direction that I was taking him.
Yes, sir.
Now, it also means to not let anything come between my face and your face.
Let me see.
So bring, God, I want to ask you for your hat. No, we better not ask you for your hat. Let me see. Hey, mother, bring that cloth right quick. Bring that cloth behind you right quick. Not let
yes,
him.
Come on.
And so here's God. Yes, here's God telling Abraham, don't let nothing cause you not
yes,
to
sir.
See my face.
Yes,
don't let nothing, oh glory to God, cause you not to walk before me looking at my face. Are y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
Oh glory to God. Oh glory to God.
That's good.
Oh glory to God. Oh glory to God. Exodus 13:21. The Bible says, and the Lord went before them, talking about the children of Israel, in a pillar of a cloud to guide them. Oh, glory to God. People need guiding. Sheep need guiding. Oh, glory to God. To guide their way by day and in the pillar of fire, give them light by night so that they could travel by day or night. Let me show you something. When I was working out on the Space Center, and they would send me out to California to retrieve the shuttle, and it was in the desert. It was hot in the daytime. Come on. And it was very cold at night. I've never had been in a desert like that. And man, I'm telling you, it was a different experience for me. But here's God. He's a cloud over them. Can you imagine the size of this cloud over millions of people?
Hallelujah.
He was helping them to stay cool in the day. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. See, the ultimate shepherd. And then at night, he was a fire. So he was also protecting them from the enemy, but yet keeping them warm.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. The ultimate shepherd. God, help us to shepherd your people. Oh, glory to God. Deuteronomy 25:17. Remember that the Amalekites, remember what the Amalekites did to you along the way when they came out of Egypt. When you were weary and worn out. Come on, I heard the man of God. I heard the Apostle Wiggins saying the enemy wants to wear us out. Come on. Oh, glory to God. When you were weary and worn out, they met you on your journey and attacked all who were lagging behind. Come on. We're called to walk with God. We're called to walk with God. We're called to walk with God. So come back up here, man of God. Come back up here.
Work.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
We're called to walk with God.
Yeah.
So, walk with me.
There you go.
Walk with me.
Go ahead, man of God.
So we're called to walk. Thank you, man of God.
Yes, sir.
We're called to walk
yes,
with God. But there was folks that were straggling behind.
Yes.
And we're going to find out as leaders that you're always going to have folks that are lagging behind. This is why the Bible says, talks about sin easily besetting us or slowing us down. Sometimes we have things in our lives that's what? Slowing us down and stopping us from keeping up with the Lord.
Hebrews 12. Come on, sir. Yes, sir. Lay aside that mess.
So the Bible says that the enemy will come up behind the camp and destroy them. Psalms 23 and 4. Write it down. Oh, glory to God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Come on. Why? Because I'm walking with you. I'm not getting ahead of you. I'm not getting behind you. Isaiah 40, 29, 31. Go there. Isaiah 40, 29, 31. The Bible says he give power to the weak. How many know that there's sometimes that we're weak? And we'll walk around and feel a certain way. I had somebody call me up yesterday, and it's like, man, I'm just feeling this and this. And how come we can be feeling weak, but we won't ask for power? Right. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. And the Bible says, and those who have no might, he increases strength. Oh, glory to God. Do you know that that God can release strength in your inner man? What's that? The prayer that you prayed in the book of Ephesians, that Paul prayed in the book of Ephesians, that there will be a release of strength in your inner man. God can release strength. Come on. Why are we walking around in the body of Christ weary and worn out when we have a God that's on the inside of us that has the ability to release strength? The Bible says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait upon the Lord, not just sitting there, oh, glory to God, but praying, fasting, staying in his presence. Come on, still witnessing, still talking up God. The Bible says now that you would mount up with wings like an eagle, and they shall run and not get weary, and walk and not faint. Wait now, hold on a second now. Because sheep are not meant to run.
Come on,
they
now.
Can run, but they're not meant to do a whole lot of running. I mean, I remember when who was that? Esau came and met Jacob, Israel, and said, "You know, hey, we'll escort you." And Israel looked up at Esau and said, "If I push the sheep too fast, they'll faint and they'll perish. So I can't push them too fast." Look at this here: shepherding, guiding. Oh, glory to God. Knowing when to push them and when not to push them. Our problem sometimes is that we don't want to push them when they need to be pushed.
Okay. Come on, sir.
But he knew that the sheep could not keep up with the horses. Come on. He knew that they had to be paced. And God knows how to pace people. And we got to let God pace people through us. Come on, somebody. So here he is. He says that you'll run and you won't get weary. You'll walk and not faint. Wait now, we weren't meant to run. So what did God mean by you'll run and not get weary? Because there are times when we get behind that God has to put a special grace upon us to be able to catch up. Well, you can run and catch up and you won't get weary. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Because you weren't meant to run, and so God put something on you so that you can run and catch up.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all getting anything out of this? Hallelujah. I just felt led to go here. I just went here. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so enough of that. Go back over to where were we? Go back over to John chapter 4. I'm working with time here.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palmbay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
We're living in a consequential time in human history. So what's required of Christ followers? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. There are certain moments in history, such as the end of the Roman Empire or the Enlightenment, when it becomes more obvious how much the cultural ground is shifting. In such moments, the cultural norms that once fostered social cohesion and defined the good life change. Shared ways of thinking, for example, the definition of words, can no longer be taken for granted. Look, it's precisely at these historical hinge points that Christians must